Okay, so up to Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah Dalet. Chluf shel Erev Shvius. The Luf shel Erev Shvius. Shenichnas the Shvius. V'chein b'tzolim ha-ketzaynim. B'tzolim ha-ketzaynim. V'chein pur shel Idis. B'sham ha-emim oikren oysan b'ma'a ruvois shel Eitz. B'silomim b'karduma shel Matechas. Okay, I have no idea. Let's do the pictures today first. Okay, we did these pictures yesterday. So that's picture 138 is Luf Shel Erev Shvius Shenichnas Shvius. Godal Kain B'Shishis. Igu in the sixth year. B'Lichosav Kolum B'Shvius Ve'Ein B'Kedusha Shvius. Igu in the sixth year. Right. God al kach b'shishes v'lechos of kulam b'shvius, and nothing new grew in the seventh year. Ain by kedusha shvius. Okay, so this thing grew in the sixth year,
yeah,
and nothing new grew in the seventh year.
Top part
as well, nothing. God al kach b'shishes v'loy hoisef kulam.
Beautiful.
Nothing. B'shvius ain by kedusha shvius. This whole thing does not have kedusha shvius. Also, la'akor kedarko. However, even though it has no kedusha shvius, I guess smart sign, you're not allowed to be upward from the ground kedarko. Also, la'akor kedarko lebe shamai. So you're not allowed upward kedarko. I guess because it's smart sign. However, lebe shamai oikor bima aroifos shel eitz. You're allowed to operate with some type of, I don't know what this word is, a bivarophus, I don't know, it's a tool, it seems like a tool of wood. You're allowed to operate even with a hatchet of metal. Okay, so over here we have to, so let's see the picture. Oh, here we got it. Bimarophus, what is this called? What is this, like the crescent of the moon?
Very good.
What is some type of tool that's made of wood?
Some kind of hatchet.
So if it's made from wood, this I guess is unusual. You're allowed to be oiker this onion with this type of tool that's made out of wood, because I guess that's unusual. If it's not going to be marsh, people are going to know. So people are going to realize that you're not doing a kedarkoi.
Oh, because it's not
a normal tool for uproot onions.
It's a maripos.
Maripos is a cholam, 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 cholam.
Something.
Okay, three different pronunciations of the word of cholam. It's cholam, cholam. The girls say that, right? Cholam. Then there's cholam with the yud, cholam. And there's I don't know. There's another way to say it. The Yekis say it a different way. Cholam, cholam. I don't know. There's cholam. Pur shel idis. What's this? Pur shel idis. What is a pur shel idis? What is this? Pur shel idis. Pua shemegalim besade, pua shemegalim besade, pua. I don't know what this. Some type of growth. It's some type of a vegetable, some type of flower. Shemegalim besade goes b'shamah shlo l'akoy b'kardoy mashal matechas. B'shamah exay nala yinalad upward b'kardoy mashal matechas. Okay. Upua shel tzolois pua hagedel b'tzide hasade. Tzela. Hashem made a chava from the tzela. From the rib, right? It's something the side the tzalois. Pua hagadelu b'tzide hasode moedim b'shamay shemutel oikor b'kardum al shmatechas b'yishamay kuzi yilalu b'oikor b'kardum al shmatechas. If it goes in the side, then it's mutter. Okay, pua hagadelu b'in hasaloim. Let's say the pua that grows among the rocks moedim b'shamay shemutel oikor b'kardum al shmatechas b'yishamay kuzi yilalu b'oikor b'kardum al shmatechas. There are two different exceptions. If these type of vegetables that grow, this type of vegetation grows along the edge of the field or goes among the rocks, then Beshamayed Misi, you'll be allowed to be oikered with Kardum Mishal Matachas. But you're now allowed to be oikered, Pushal Idis, there Beshamayed agrees that it's forbidden, Shaloy lo oikered with Kardum Mishal Matachas, and the onion also is also oikered with Kadarkoi. Okay? So we have here four different types of growths. We have the onion, we have the Pua Shal Idis,
which we don't know.
Which I think Idis is the best.
We know that.
Idis is the best. And then you have the Pua Shel Tzalois. That's the Pua Shel Tzalois that goes along the edge of the field. And then there's the Pua Shegod Albein HaSloim.
Maybe he tells us.
Okay, let's take a look over here. The Rav. Let's see what the Rav over here says. Okay, we have to Mishnah Dal. Mishnah Luf Shel Erev Shvius. This is the onions that are growing in the Erev Shvius. Complete. They have completed the process. Erev Shvi'is v'lohosef tzmachem b'shvi'is. They have not gone and done Shvi'is. Shem hosef b'tzmachem b'shvi'is. Because we learned in the previous mission that it goes more Shvi'is. Also, lo'akwa b'shvi'im have said pre. You're not allowed to be oikarit because it's going to destroy it. Okay, next. Hakitzoinim. What does it mean over here? Hakitzoinim. Yesh b'farshim shenizhu b'kayitz. Yesh b'farshim yu miyuchodos b'kayitz. Shahim yivayishos m'oid. Okay, the kitzoinim means the summertime, the kayitz. The kayitz is coming to an end. It is now Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul.
Correct.
The kayitz is coming to an end.
Yes.
The kayitz is Yeshiva Hashem Shnezru B'kayitz in the summer. Yeshiva Hashem Miyuchodos L'kayitz. It's designated for the summertime. Shehein Yivayishos Me'ed, because in the summertime it's very, very dry. Pur Shal Idias Hagdel B'Sod Shemena. Ah, Idias means the best. It grows in a Shemena, a field that is fat. Richness. You can detect the thickness.
Poor is
tseva adam. It's red, has a red color. Shukarin rose balas. Roya balas.
What is it? Doesn't tell you what it is.
Okay, but all we know is it's some type of growth. Look at the picture.
Sometime
it's red.
It's just the red stuff.
The red stuff. Halitainam
min.
I do not know. Okay, Vaito.
A kahati.
Bima a roifa shall eat. Bimora a shovel. Shachayfim boy is a karka. A shovel which you dig the karka, okay? Bimora shachayfim boy is a karka. Shall eat of wood. Felicial barzel. It has to be made from wood, not made of iron. Barzel. Shall eat a year. It's an art. Because if it's made from barzel, v'loishal barzel, shalo yirek oivid es ha'aretz. Because if it's made from barzel, look like you plan you work in the land. Dekaduma shal bateches v'loich hashim dilma v'michzei ke'avoidis. That's the whole thing. Everything is about perception. Okay, Masechta Shvi'is, it's mamash, we're obsessed with this concept that people should not. Marasayin. It's made from metal. People are going to accuse you. The chashidul mojum in Mexican cowboy. My first shul eats. The marish shechovin by a sakarka. It's a utensil. The marish shechovin by a sakarka. Shul eats. For lishal barzel. If it's made from barzel, then people are going to suspect. Right. Shul year. Okay. Then I wasn't paying attention. I was reading. Shul job was 2 years ago. Is a dama. The kadum shul batechas. For the chashidul mojum in Mexican cowboy. The poor shell silois. Kimoy silaim silois. Siloim is samach. Sela. Silois. The tzadi, and the samach can be interchanged. Okay? The tzadi and the tzadi can be interchanged. Kimoy siloim. So the word silois means like rocks.
Yeah.
I see you really get annoyed when I do this. Yeah? That's. That's why I can't come and eat. I can't. Tzilois k'moy tzilaim b'samach with a samach. Pua hagedel lebin haslaim. Pua is a type of growth.
Another pua.
A pua hagedel lebin haslaim, which goes among the rocks. Here, the tzilaim, the rocks.
It's the red stuff again.
The same thing, yeah. The same whole mishnah. Benas, but over here it's going among the rocks. Kevon de ain derech lizroya sham loy mechzi kavid esad aretz perish acher second perish loy is kamoy utzela hamishkan the side of the mishkan klamer tzide hasada the side she ain derech lizroya sham the side so he's showing us in the picture of 141 both interpretations means either means that tzela take the tzadi and make into a samach or tzela means the side or tzela hamishkan the side so either means the side of the field or either means among the rocks so the halacha is that you're allowed to go and uproot with a kaduma shel mateh. Because no one's going to come to suspect you that you're coming to play on the field. Okay, so now that we know the whole Mishnah, let's read the whole Mishnah inside. Mishnah Dalet says,
okay,
poo is some type of vegetation. It's some type of vegetation, and the question is, it's red, it has a reddish color, it's some type of vegetation. Well, do you know the difference? So I'll tell you some exotic name. Do you know what it is?
I just would like to know what it is.
Okay, whatever, I don't know what it is. Some type of red, it's red.
Okay.
Violets are, how does the.
Ooh, I like the name.
How does it go? Roses. How does it go?
How does it go?
Roses are what?
I don't know. Luf shell.
Luf shell. Erev Shvius, the onions that have grown in the year of Erev Shvius, Shenichnas LaShvius, that have entered into the year of Shvius, and nothing new has grown. It's exactly the same. V'chein b'tzalim ha-kitzoinim, onions, summer onions. These onions, they grow in the summer, or they're very, very dry. It's a variety of onions that are dry like rock, because it's the summer onions. V'chein pua shel idis. Pua is this type of vegetation called pua. It has a reddish color. Shel idis, that's growing in a good, and a soda shemena. Idis means the best. It's shemena. It's rich in nutrients. It's good, thick, good earth. So what is halacha? We have three different examples. We have the onions, the luv shel shvius, we have the betzolim hakitzoinim, and we have the pua shel. It's three different things. Three different types. Three different types of vegetables. So what is the halacha?
That didn't grow in the trees.
No, it says luv shel Erev Shvius.
It only grew in Erev Shvius.
And this year, nothing new grew in Shmita.
Or
Shnichnas Shvius. V'chein b'tzom ha-kitzayinim. It's the same idea. All of them are now coming in, and now it's in the year of Shmita.
Correct.
And then we have Bupur Shalidah. So what is the halach? So B'shamai says, Oymim oikin oysom b'ma'arufus. No, you were right. I thought it was a cholam. Over here, it's a shurak. B'ma'arufus shel eitz. So Beishamai says you can be oikered with a type of wooden implement. It's a wooden type of shovel, and it's used for playing, but only from eight, but not shel vateches, because vateches is a violation of maris ayin. Mechse ko oyved esu adama. Ubeisilam Yisrael says no problem. You can even be oikered with metal. Ubeisil oymim bekar dumos shel mateches. You're even allowed to use a karduma of metal. It's also perfectly fine. Good. Umoidim the pua shell tsilois. Everyone agrees a pua shell tsilois. Shell tsilois. If it's a pua. A poor shel tzolos that grows along the edge of the field or grows among the rocks, we interchange the tzad with the samach. Bushel tzolos she oikrin oisub be kardumos shel mateches. You're allowed to be oikrin with a karduma shel mateches. Why?
Everyone else, you can use metal. Because it doesn't look like
because
it.
Because it does not look
like
it's metal, right. It's not, no one's going to accuse you of the land.
Then
you're going to work with land because it's not land.
No,
it's not land it, because there's no land. It's along the edge or it's along the rocks. So it's on our side. Okay, Chaz Mishnah again?
Next Mishnah.
It's Luf. It's Chaz is Luf. It's Luf. It's Luf. It's Luf. It's because no one's going to come to accuse you of doing anything wrong. Mishnah, hey, when is it allowed to take the luv b'motzei shvius? Rabbi Yehuda Amar miyad, immediately. The moment that Shemitah is over, you can right away go into the field and start taking out the onions out of the ground. Okay? V'achacham m'cham seim yishayirbe hechodosh. Let's see over here, what's over here, the Rav. Rabbi Yehuda says, even when it comes to the vegetables, when it comes to other vegetables, you have to wait until new vegetables arrive. New vegetables must arrive before you let it go take away the old ones from Shemitah, the ones that grew in the...
How can the new ones come before the old ones?
The Motzei Shvius. These things grew in the year of Shemitah. In the year of Shemitah, you're not allowed to take it. It's also. And you're not allowed to take it even after Shemitah is over, you're not allowed to take it. You have to wait until the 8th year's produce arrives.
Right.
So then when the 8th year's produce arrives, you can take the 8th year to with the 7th year. That's what it says. The Africa.
How can it last?
These type of things, they last in the field for a very long time. That's what it says. I don't know more than this. Rabbi Yehuda says, as miyad the Africa, even when it comes to Bashar Yeroka, Smadi Rabbi Yehuda, the Yasel, Achi Yasa, Kiyo, it's about even if it's all the vegetables, you have to go take until new ones arrive. The Luf, with regard to Luf, Hoyl Vetzach L'Okwe L'Bei Shammai, Bima Rufay Shel Eitz, since you have to use a different type of tool, L'Bei Silo, B'Kadim Shal Matechas,
even according to the Shvius,
it's normal way. So regular vegetables, you're allowed to be oikar in Shemitah in the regular way. So there's always a problem of marasayin. Shchiach nami di isur b'shminis. So it's also asur in the 8th year. In the 8th year. So therefore, asur ashiyase kayotzebo. Mishir b'achadosh, b'yushalmi ufarish l'haynu min ha-pesach ve'eloch. You have to wait until Pesach. You have to wait until a very long time. Shemitah begins, Rosh Hashanah, you have to wait until Pesach until it's permitted to go and uproot the onions, the vegetation from the previous year, v'halocha kachachamim. Now we learn over here, you said that even according to Rabbi Shil that says that you gotta go with Napura Shal Matechas, that's also called a Shinoi.
Correct.
You normally do not use Napura Shal Matechas. It's chasin. When you gotta go up with the onions,
right away.
Rabbi Huda Mer Miyod immediately. Why? Because using a Shinoi. Other vegetables, you're not doing a Shinoi. You really have to wait until the Kiyotzer. No, even when it comes to the Luf, you have to wait until Shibbe Achadosh. And the Allah is Kechachamim. Okay, up to the Shnevav. All right, thank you very much. Thank you so much. Look to Mishnais. Mishnah, Oishas Neshama, Me'osher Shmein Alachmai. Me'osher Shmein Alachmai. Are you struggling with?